The U.S. government's investigation of 911 was completed on July 22, 2004. The official document of the investigation was titled the 911 Commission Report. But long before the Commission Report was published, reliable internet sites had posted evidence-based proof that 911 was an inside job. Thermate, the chemical used in interior demolition devices, was discovered in air samplings taken throughout Ground Zero. Steel girders in semi-liquid states resulting from intense heat were discovered by firefighters in the foundations of the towers that no plane striking 100 stories above could have caused. Tower 7, exempt from any attack, was brought down, collapsing in its own footprints by order of Larry Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Center, indicating that the other buildings were similarly taken down, wired for takedown. The most telling evidence of all was the arrest of five Israelis who were seen from a nearby roof aiming video cameras at the Twin Towers prior to the collapse and seen congratulating one another in great glee afterwards. They were taken into custody by the FBI, held for 70 days, but the interrogation of these Israelis was aborted by one Michael Chertoff, then head of the U.S. Department of Justice's Criminal Division. Chertoff, a dual citizen of Israel and United States, and a Talmudic Jew, ordered the release of these Israelis, sent them back to Israel scot-free, and closed the case. All of the evidence, the thermite, the molten steel, the Tower 7 pool job, the arrest of the Israelis were not even mentioned by the 911 Commission report. Why? Do you know, my fellow Americans, that three Zionist Jews headed up the 911 Commission? Philip Zelikow was the executive director. Daniel Marcus was the chief legal counsel. And Alan Felsenberg, certainly not an Irish name, was the deputy communications director. That is the liaison to the press and media. Now, if the 911 Commission report was indeed a colossal cover-up, as said by pilots, by firefighters, by scientists, by architects, by engineers, then these three Zionist Jews, Zelikow, Marcus, Felsenberg, must be marked out as the authors of a flagrant fraud. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are dedicated to support organizations who are demanding a reinvestigation of 911. And in that reinvestigation of 911, the one remaining unanswered question must be asked. Who did it? Now, if Larry Silverstein, who just happened to have a doctor's appointment on the day of the attack, did allow intelligence officers, agents of the Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agency, dressed up as plumbers and mechanics, into the towers to install interior demolition devices, then, my fellow Americans, we've got a smoking gun. But if the names Zelikow, Marcus, Felsenberg, who headed up the 911 investigation, the 911 Commission report, the most colossal, the most villainous cover-up in the history of America, in order to prompt perpetual wars for Israel and the advance of a Judaic world order, then we've got a Zionist trigger gun. Indeed, a gun aimed right at our faces.